Yeah, we're holding Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We just got finished the Mishnah, the Machlokes between Beisham and Besilul, of an Isha's Mapel on the Or that night going into the 81st day, does she have to bring a second Korban or not? Samura says, Tanya learned like this, Omru Lehem Besilul Beishamai. Besilul said back to Beishamai, Hare Yawayma the Posik says, Lebas, which is really an extra posik, from this word Labas is Larabos or Shemoin of Yechad, comes to include that if she's Mapel the night, going into the first day, that she has to bring the second korban. It's Mechayev to bring the second korban. The posik says Labas. That the posik says in Vayikra Yudbeis, posik Vav, it says, Uvimloish Yemei Toro, Leven or Labas. So the word Labas is extra. So Vesil Dashin, this word Labas is coming to include that she has to bring the korban if she's mapped the night going into the 81st day. Now Rav Yishia have a shchiyah kaima the bar kapora. Rav Yishia used to learn Torah by bar kapora. That's up to the beginning. Shavkei, then it came out that Rav Yishia left bar kapora. He also came with Rav Yishia and he came to learn by Rav Yishia. So Yom Echad, one day, it comes out that he met a bar kapora, Yom Echad Pogabei. Well, one day, that Rabbi Yishia met a bar kapora. So, boy minei, he asked him a shayla. Zav Sherol Gimarius, Belel Ches, a Zav that sees three issues during the night of the eighth day, Belel Ches, the night going into the eighth day. Ma Beisul Oymer Bedabazir, what would Beisul say in this halacha? Rashi says that boy minei Rabbi Yishia from bar kapora, that Belel Ches Liziva Rishayna, that the man saw Ziva, and now it's at night going into the eighth day, or the mocher or you roll the korban. The mocher is if you are zav, so true, you go to the mikvah on the seventh day, but then you're not torah complete until you bring your korbanos on the eighth day. So here this person saw again three riyas on the night going into the eighth day. So would it be mechuyev to bring the two separate korbanos, as called by two separate zavis, or no, it's still like one long one, and only have mechuyev to bring one korban at the end of the second tirah? That's the shaila. What's pshat in Beis Hillel? So, my Beisul, I remember there was a, what would Beisul say on this Shaila? Tamayu, the Beisul is the reason of Beisul now Mishnah. Tamayu, the Beisul, the Mapelas, Belaila. What's the reason why he says now Mishnah that if she's Map or she has a miscarriage, the night going into the 81st day, that she has to bring the second Korbin, Mishum, the Chsiv Labas? Only because it's a special prosecutor of Labas, that even though Beishamai Svar is right, that since she's not a time yet that she could bring a Korbin, not called the first Chiv was there yet. So therefore, it's a continuation still of the first Chiv. But still only argues because he has extra zeros of Kosov of Labas to include if she has a miscarriage that night, she has to bring a second Korban. Avul Zav, in case of a man that saw Zav, Shero Gimurias Belel Ches, a Patri, that since the man was a Zav already, and now it didn't come the eighth day yet of his Tyram that he could bring a Korban, and he saw now the night going into the eighth day again three times, even Beis Hillel would agree that I'd be parted from a second korban. Patri, why? Le miyasri kor, there's no extra posik. And therefore, Minasvara would have said that since Lamais is not a time fit to bring your korban tyra for your first zav, so now it's still a continuation of the first zav, and therefore the second one is not machayim to bring the second korban. But rather, when you get a Torah from the second zav, you only have to bring one korban for both. That's one svara. Or do we maybe know? I do Malaishna that no, according to Basil, there's no difference whether you're Ledis or Azav. And in both cases, Basil would hold that the night going into the next day is the same halacha like the day. And since it would see Azav is first by daytime on the eighth day, since it was the time ready to bring his first carbon, it's called the Chiv was Chal, and now he has to bring the second carbon, who I did if he sees at night going into the eighth day, also maybe according to Basil, he would have to bring two carbonis. So that's the Shiloh. So Malay Ba Kapora, so Ba Kapora said back to Vaishya, my Bavli, I'm a Badabah there. Like what do they say in Bavl? Meaning to say Reb Chiyah. Now Vaishya or Ba Kapora knew that Vaishya left him and went to learn by Reb Chiyah. So Ba Kapora answered him and said, let's hear, what does your new Rebbe, what does Reb Chiyah say? Rashi says, because Reb Chiyah was all in the Bavl, can I mean it also? But Chila Nishtak Chotar Mi Yisrael. His only hill of Bavli, the Yosta, the Chosin, the Shechom,
all of Bnei Agoyim of Yosef, Maninu Yehuda v'Chizkiya, Bnei v'Mchiya. Kids of Mchiya from Bavel. So that's what Rabbi said, that's what Bakapur said now, my Bavli Yom B'Dover Zeh. Is this Shtik Rabbi kept quiet. Loi Oma Klum, he didn't say anything. Oma Loi Bakapur, so Bakapur said, Tzrichon L'Divrei Ayin. Now to answer your shayla, we have to come on to the words of Ayah. So Rashi says what he meant to say was we still need Rabbi Chiya, and as we don't know Pshat, we still need to hear what Rabbi Chiya would say about this. Rashi says the Loshen Ginai commonly say him like an Loshen Ginai in a disgraceful way. Rabbi Gemara says Nach Saral Harishonis. Let's go back to what we said before. Like Rashi says Kamo Yamamar. That Liyah we said a Reiyuaymer. We brought down a postik for the seal that says Labas is the Rambis or Shmoinim V'yechod. Samor says what? Next day we show this. Harei Yuwaim of the postik says Labas is the Rambis or Shmoinim V'yechod. It comes to include if Anisha's Mapil, the night going into the 81st day, that she has a chiv to bring a second korban. Samor says, Neima, let's take a Tanoi. Let's say Machlekis, or this is a pshat in Beis Hill or not, it's a Machlekis Tanoim. It says Zav Sherol Gimurius Belelches. Let's say a Zav that was already Tomei, and now he waited Zainikim, and now the night going into the eighth day, which by the eighth day he would have brought his Kabonis and become completely Tor, but the night going into the eighth day he saw again three Rias of Zav. So he became again a Zav. So the question is now after he waits again Zainikim, does he have to bring two Kabonis, or it's enough to bring one Korban? So Tony Chod, the one place we learned, maybe. We only have to bring one, maybe. That he has to bring the second korban. I guess he bring one korban for the 8 days that pass by, another korban for the second one. For Tani, there's another place we learned, any maybe, doesn't have to bring the second korban. So my love isn't this Tanoi, it's Machoik, it's Tanoyim. Dor de Tanya, maybe, the one that says maybe you have to bring the second korban, Ksavri holds, Lailo Emechusus Man. Since it's the night going into the 8th day, so it's already considered the 8th day, even though it's night time. You still have to wait till tomorrow until you can bring your korban. But Eyal's Laila is not called a Mechus Zaman. You're not called like missing any time. It's already reached the 8th day. So since it already reached the 8th day, it's like you already have a chiv to bring a korban on your last Zav. And now that you came again a Zav, you'll have to bring a second korban for this Zav. And by all the time of that we learned, ain't maybe, you don't have to bring the second korban. His ksova, that time will hold, Laila is called Mechus Zaman. So therefore the night going into today's day is not called as man Roy to bring a korban yet. So you didn't finish your first chi of korban, and that down that became a second zav, so the pshat is, you could bring one korban for both. It's not called you had a separate chi for the first zav yet. Rashi says, Melo, what's that of pshat and betzilla? Why in our mission does he say, you have a chi to bring the second korban? So must be an economic. According to this Tano, he has to dash him from the Pasuk of Labas. He is Larabis or Shemayin V'yechud. Because otherwise, without the special Pasuk, they would have said, Laila is called Kumchus Zamandami, so he should not have a chit, she should not have a chit to being a second Korban. So Kitzav, you have to dash him the word Labas or not. According to Beis Hillel, it's totally in this Machlekes Tanoim here. Now the Gemara says, no. Omer Rav Huna Barach, Omer Rav Lozo. Hani Tanoi, both of these Tanoim really hold Savri, that Laila is called Mechusas Man, that Laila is called a Mechusas Man. And therefore, really, you should, since it's a Mechusas Man, so therefore, you should not have to bring a second Korban. For all the Tanya, maybe, that the one says you have to bring Korban for your second Zavis, so the Pshat is over there is the Zav about Beis Rias. Talking about the first time he saw Zav, he only saw it two times. The first time Mechlali didn't have a chiv to bring a korban. So now that he saw three times, that's why he has a chiv to bring a korban now. Not the pshat is that it's a new chiv. The pshat is though for the first zav you had no chiv at all. So that's why you have to bring a korban right now. But in the Chnami, everybody would agree if you would have had a chiv to bring a korban from before, and now you saw it at the night going into the eighth day, that Laila is called a Mechus Zaman, and therefore Mikwa then you'll be potter with your first korban. And Rashi says, and the Mor says, well, the time after we learned, ain't maybe, Bezav, Beis Baal Gimurias. But if he first saw three times, then he has a Chiv Korban already. So now when he saw the second time, since he didn't finish his first Chiv yet, Pshit, he only has to bring one Korban. According to this, both of them agree that Laila is considered a mechusa zman, and therefore Shan Besil now Mishnah must be because we dash in the pasuk of Labas.
So the Gemara is the question: Zav Baal Days Rias. If you want to say the case is talking about where at the first time he only saw two Rias, so he's not chayav to bring a korban yet. He'll say, Mala Meima, what do you have to tell me that if he sees now three times, he has to bring a korban now? Pshit, he has to bring a korban. He has no korban from before to pater him. So Gemara says, yes, Hokumash and Chishis like this: that Daf Garor Belel Ches. The case that he has a chayav to bring a korban is where he saw at the night going into the eighth day. I will be a mama design, but let's say the Zav, that first he saw two Rias. By seeing two times Zav, one after another, then is your tummy for 7 days. Now let's say on the seventh day he saw now three Rias. So then that could be potter from the korban. I will be mama design aloi. That would not be mechayim to bring a korban, even though he saw three Rias then. Why? Because Kesava this time holds that kol Ria shesoyseris and the mevilu de korban. A re in the middle of your Zion Nikiyim that says so that stops your count of becoming Torah, that does not bring the day carbon. There is, once you had a din zav on you, you only saw two times, and now you start to count your Zion Nikiyim. So in the middle of those 7 days, now if you'd see again, that re is only Seser, just stops, breaks those Nikiyim that you counted, but it does not make you bring a carbon. That's the Chiddush here, only because you saw the three Rias after the 7 days. On the night going into the eighth day, but if you would have seen them on the seventh day, it would not be mechayiv to bring a korban. Now, Omar Rava says, "Ama yakimta lahor detanya." How are you putting in this brayso? What's the pshat? That when it says ain navy, the brayso says he doesn't have to bring a korban. Something about bezav, about gemarias, where the first time he saw three rias, so he had already chiyuv to bring once a korban. So now when he sees the second time the night going into the eighth day, he does not have another chiyuv korban, but is yotzei with the first korban. If so, Rav asks the question, Lisnayu gabi chamisha mevi'in korban echod al averes harbei. Why isn't this one of the cases of the Mishnah later that says a few cases where a person could do a few averes, and he only has the chiyuv to bring one korban? Like here also, he became a zav twice really, and he's yotzei with only one korban. So that's the kimto of that place, so then it should have been listed in the Mishnah later. Samara says, no, the reason why it doesn't put it down in the Mishnah later, because leip sikalei, it's not for sure every single time that there would be a chiyuv korban. Why? The Rashi says, leip sikalei, kivun the zimnin, the yarias, the laila, nami mechayev, there are some times you see at night time, you do have a chiyuv to bring a korban. So therefore, it's not for sure every time you're free with one korban, that's why it doesn't say it. He does not want to say this case that you saw the Rias at night going into the eighth day that you put the front of Korban, because sometimes you chayv a second Korban. What's the case? Because the Yom Rabbi Yochanan, says, what's going to be Ruah Achas Palayla? This person, after counting seven Akiyim, on the night going into the eighth day, he saw one Ria of Zav. Ubeiz B'yayim, the next day, on the eighth day, he saw two Rias of Zav. So in such a case, Lachar is maybe he would have to bring a Korban now. But since the two Rias he saw at daytime with his mind was already fit to bring his first Korban, so it's like already finished with your first Korban, and now it's like a new Zav that you have a new Chiyah to bring a new Korban. Even though the first Riyah you saw at night, but so what? Like we'll soon explain why the first Riyah is not that important. Since two Rias was sown by daytime, then you'd have a Chiyah to bring another Korban. What's going to be though, Beis Balayla? Let's say you saw two of the Rias. Two times you saw this Zav. The Achas B'yom, and the third time you saw it, the day of the eighth, then Ein Meiv didn't have to bring Korban. Since two of the Rias were at night time, and we're going now that Laila is called the Mechusa Zman, so when you saw those two Rias, it's not Mechayiv you a Korban, because it's still in the Zman of the first Korban. So even though you saw one, the third Ria on the day, that's not Mechayiv you bring a Korban. So if what doesn't put in the Mishnah later, because it's not at all cases that you're free with one Korban. Sometimes if you see two by daytime, even though it's one at night, you'd have a chiyuv to bring another korban. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Teda, bring a proof. Tiyachas, Balayla, in the case we saw one at night time going into the eighth day. Obeys by Yom, and then you saw two by on the eighth day itself, that may that you would have to bring your own korban. To a Riyu Rishayna, because the Svari is the first Riyu of a Zav, we know a Zav by a man is, he has to see three times. Again, after he sees two times, he becomes Tami for 7 days.
only sees a third time, either in one day, or else within 3 days, he sees three times, one after another, every day, one after another, then become a Zav, Yabakir to being a Korban. Now, the first Ri you see holds that Ri Rishon the Shechva Zera B'Alma. It only has the loch of regular Tumah to Shechva Zera. Meaning to say that you have no Tumah from the first Ri more than just on Derev, you have the Tumah that day, until the night turn. You go to the Mikvah that day, and it comes to Harashem, you become Tor, like a regular Shechva Zera. Therefore, the first Ri, I don't care if you see it at night time. Since the next two you see by daytime, that will give you a Chiyuv Korban. Now, v'ilu chozo tarat nachmanayso, mitztarfelu, if you see the next two Riyas, it's mitztarf for the first one. So therefore, even in this case here, with the first one you saw at night time, so what? Since that is not the Ikar Riyah of Zav, as long as the Heksher. The Ikar of the Zav is the next two Riyas you see. So since here the next two Riyas was sworn by daytime, at a Zaman when you're ready to bring your first Korban, it would be Mechayv to bring a second Korban. Omer Rav Sheshes Breid Ravidi, Midi Irei, what does one have a proof to the other? It's not a good, proof what you're saying here. Riyah Rishon Nishol Zav, Chazdi Bizman Chiyuvei. Usually when you see the first Riyah of a Zav, you see at the time when it's Chazio, Zav Echiv to become a Zav, that's good. You see once today, once tomorrow, once the next day, but the first Riyah was sworn in the daytime that you could become a Zav. But over here, still a Chiddush, because here the case was Akas Palayla. Here you saw the first Riyah tonight going into the eighth day. Now that night is not as man to bring the first Korban yet, so that first Riyah really is Potter with the first Korban. So Kivun Dalav, Bizman Chiyuv Chazio, since you did not see it at a time when it's Mechayv to bring a Korban, if so, I wouldn't know that you're chayiv when you see the next two in the daytime. Therefore, we love the Yashmin of Rabbi Yochanan, not that Rabbi Yochanan taught us this Chiddush, the Mitztarf, and yes, that it could be Mitztarf, the one Ri at night, with the next two Ri's you see by daytime. Havimin, I would have thought to say, no, it's not Mitztarf, when you will not be Mechayiv in the Korban. So it's not such a portion of Chiddush, you need Rabbi Yochanan to teach us this, that the first Ri, even though it was sown at nighttime, and at nighttime it's not a Zaman to Mechayiv to bring a Korban, because at nighttime you didn't finish yet with the first Korban, and if you would have seen three Riyas that night, you'd be potter from another Korban. The Chiddush is though, but since the next two Riyas you see by daytime, the day of the eighth day, that's already a Zaman when you should have brought, yeah, but you could bring your first Korban, so it's like finished with the first Korban, it's Mechayiv to bring a second Korban, that's the Chiddush, that the first Riyah at night is Mitztarf for the next two, to be Mechayiv to bring a second Korban.
Now the Gemara asks, is it true that Rabbi Yochanan holds and says that Laila is Mechusas Man to be seen at night time? It's not cool like the Zman of a Korban, but rather it's still Beterech the Zman of the first Korban. That you brought from another Korban, it's called Mechusas Man. I have all my Chizki says like this. What's going to be Nitma Bayoim? So, if a Nozir becomes Tomei on the eighth day, meaning to say, first the Nazir became Tomei once. He touched a mace, and then he counted already seven Zayinikim, and now on the eighth day, the day that he's fit to bring his Korban, he became Tomei a second time. Slochra is maybe, he'll have to bring a second Korban, for a second time the Nazir becomes Tomei. Because since it's on the eighth day, it's a day Roy to bring the first Korban, it's like finished with the first Korban, it's Mechav you a second one. What's going to be though, Belayla? Let's say the Nazir becomes Tomei on the night going into the eighth day. Ain't maybe he doesn't have to bring another Korban, because since Laila is called Mechusas Man, therefore he's still Terech the first Chiv, you don't have to bring a second Korban, it's like one long Chiv, Tumat Naziris, Naziris Tomei. But Rabbi Yechon says no, Afilo Belayla maybe, even if you see it nighttime, also you have to bring a second Korban. So who, why? Because Laila is not considered Mechusas Man Dami. So it's considered like the first Chiv is up already, therefore you have to bring a second Chiv Korban. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Laila is not considered a Mechusas Man. So Marin says, Ki kom Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Balaila, V'yachas B'yayim. He's a Navy, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said before. If a Zav sees now two Riyas, on the night going into the eighth day, and only one on the eighth day, they doesn't have to bring another Korban, so who we said the Peshat is because Laila is called Mechusas Man. I hear Rabbi Yochanan says it's not called Mechusas Man. So the answer is Anachnam. Rabbi Yochanan only said this by Yazav, Ledivri Yoyme Mechusas Man, only according to one that says Laila is considered Mechusas Man. But Anachnami, he himself holds,
Lailas Lab Mechusas Zman, then Echnami, you would have a chiyuv to bring on second korban. So more is the question, Adivri Yom Pshita, according to Ramban Yom Pshita, what is the reference to tell us? Pshita, if you saw two at night and one the next day, and Lailas Lab Mechusas Zman, Pshita you have a chiyuv to bring another korban. So more says, Roachas Balaila obeys B'yoy Mitzvah, that was his chiddush. That not the Taima, Kivon the Lab Bizman Chiyuv Kechazi Lei, but Star of Kamash Malon. So Yochanan's chiddush is only that on his shita is this case that even though he holds Lailo is called a Mechusas Zman, so the chiddush is if you see once at night and two the next day on the eighth day, then you would have a chiyuv to bring another korban. And the first Yisur at night, it's mustar for the next two Riyas. And that's the chiddush, even though when Yisur at night it's not a Zman roi to bring a korban, it's not a Zman chiyuvay, but still, since the first Riy is not that choshiv by Yizab, it's something like a Tumma Shikh Vazera. The Yikra, the next two Riyas, so since the next two Riyas was sworn by day, a Zman chiyuvay, so the first one is mustar with the next two, and that's the chiddush, you would have a chiyuv to bring another korban for your Zav. Now the Mishnah says, "Isha sheyesha leho sofik heledus." Let's say Isha gave birth, had a miscarriage five different times, and each time it's a sofik, a doubt whether she had a miscarriage to something that was mechayiv to bring a korban or not. But we had the Mishnah to before, certain things she has a tumus adam, she has a chiyuv to bring a korban, and certain times a tumus of an animal or a dog, she's potter from a korban. So it happened five times a sofik to her. So the kids, she has a doubt whether she has a chiyuv to bring five kabbalas or not. Or else that's an isha to suffer kezivis. An isha also that saw in five different months, she saw three times, 3 days in a row. But she has a doubt each time whether those 3 days were turkey may nidus, that she only has a tumme 7 days of nida. Or else no, those 3 days she saw was betuch the yud aleph yomim between nidil and nida that makes her into a zav, and then she'll have to bring a korban. So the kitchen, she has a doubt whether she has a chiyuv to bring a korban or not, and this happened five times. So what's the locha? So Mishnah says locha is maybe korban echot. Really, she only has to bring one korban. That means one kan, one set of birds. One bird is an oila, one is a chatas. And then v'yachemes bezvachim, she's allowed to eat korbanis, because up until now it's a suffer whether she chiyuv a korban. She's mechusa kipurim. She can't eat from kachim. So therefore we tell her to bring at least one korban to be matatit kachim. But the rest of the other four chayvis were not mechayvah to bring, since it was only a sofer lechatchila, whether she has to do it or not. So again, like a kula here, the Rashi says, lo yitzrichu chachomim, lovi, the chomim were not mechayvah to bring the rest of them. There's no chayvah to bring the rest of them. What's going to be the onisha that saw, hey, zivas vadois, she saw five times, she was a vaday zav, and she did not bring one korban yet. Or else, for a lady, she gave birth five different times, so she has vadois, she has five chiyuvik korbanos to bring, and she didn't bring any of them yet. So locher is maybe korban echot. She has to right away, like, bring at least one set of birds, one kan, oil and achatis, for yecheles bizvachim, and that's matter now, she becomes tall, that she's ladi from korbanos, she chli kachim. But for yeshawa lechoiva, here the pshat is, since it was a vaday chiyuv before, she still has to bring another four kabanas, another four kanim. Now the Mishnah asks Mikra Adin Midin Torah. Now the Mishnah says, Meister once happened, Shom Dukin of Yerushalayim Bedin Azov. The Mamish, the birds, a pair of birds, became so expensive, it caused Mamish Adin Azov, a golden dinner, which is 25 dinrei kesev, to buy a pair of birds, which is very, very expensive. So Amram Shimon Gamil said like this, Hamoyin Azel, like he made his shvua, like with this base to Migdish, like he made a shvua like to Hashem, Le'olin alayla, I'm not going to pass by tonight, I'm not going to sleep tonight, Achiyo bedinrin, until the price of the condom will go down, alone it cost one dinner to buy a pair of birds. So what happened? The safe at the end right away, Nichnas lebeis medrash. So right away, Rabbi Gamliel went into the beis medrash, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, for Loma, and he learned like this, he taught the halacha like this, that Isha sheyesh lehei leidos vadois nishta gave birth five times vadai. Rofei zivois vadois, she has five times to make a korban zav. The halacha is, he paskin now, maybe korban echot, she only has to bring just one korban, and that's matter of yecheles bezvachim. and he came out with a new psak to say, V'ein ha'shar olei chayva. She has no chayv to bring more kabonis, even though midiraisa she has to, but vaisas midirabonis though, mishameis lasas l'ashem, to bring down the price, because if we wouldn't have brought down the price, it would be so expensive that people would not even bring one korban, and l'kampid kachim b'tumah. So therefore we figure it was kedai to paskin now that you don't have to bring any more of the kabonis, just one. And therefore, since people did not have to, it wasn't that much of a demand anymore for the birds, the name of the Omdu Kinam B'yomu, the prices of the birds came down at that day, B'vasayim, with a quarter. Rashi says, Kinam B'vasayim means the base kinam, these two birds, B'shte Revius Dinner, with two quarters of a dinner, Kesef. B'vasayim is Loshen Chatziu, Hef. So Kitzur, the price went down so much of every kind, every pair of birds, you only had to pay a quarter of a dinner. So that's the way Paskin, Shemes Lassus Lashem, to make the price come down, that people will for sure at least be able to bring one pair of birds.
Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, not like this. Hey, Leidai Svad, let's say Nisha gave birth five times for sure. She has a chiyuv to bring five kabonis. And Hey, Ziva Safik, she has a chiyuv to bring also from five different times she became mezova with doubtful. Or else the opposite, let's say, Hey, Leidai Svadoi. The Hey Lady Suffolk, the same lady, gave birth five times for sure to a person that you have to bring a carbon form, and five times a Suffolk. So look, it's like this. Maybe base kinim. She has to for sure bring two sets of birds, two kinim. Achas alavadai, one to pata the chayvus that for sure she has to bring. The achas ala Suffolk, and one for the doubtful ones. So it's like this. Shovadai, when she brings one carbon for all those vadai chayuvim, Nechelis, she's allowed to eat ten kochim. No, Shavadai, the korban that's brought for the Vadai is Nechelis. The korban I'm allowed to eat from it. That chat is safe, the korban can eat from it. Because it's a Vadai chat is safe. Bashenkin v'yashar ole choyva. And the other four, she still has a choyv to bring for the other four Vadai ladies. What about Shosofik? When she brings the one out of Pater of Sofik later, ain't in Nechelis, the korban cannot eat from it. Because the Suffolk Chattis, even though you can bring it, but you can't eat from it. V'yena sharo lechov. It says now Mishnah, since you bring it only for Suffolk, you bring one, that's enough. You don't have a chiv to bring for the other four. Rav Yechon ben Uri Yoyim like this. Al vaday tom, when you bring in one for the five of vadois, you should say, alo achreina, I'm bringing this one for the last lady that I had. For tifter and al pater, that you can eat kabonis now. Shel Suffolk. When you bring in one now for the sveikas that you did, at least you did one time for sure that you have a chiyuv korban to your malavada. You should say then the korban you're bringing now is for that vadai. Fitipotu and you're free. But if you love to your malachas miyav tifter, if it's only five sveikas, you don't have any one vadai, then the one korban you bring, it doesn't make a difference which one you say it for. Stam bring one, and that's matiyu tikotchim now, and you don't have a chiyuv to bring anymore. Rabbi Kiva Makiva says, Bein ala vada, bein ala safik, whether you bring in your one korban for the vadois, for sure later, or for safik later, to yomish, all you have to say is just alachas me and the tiftar. You don't have to say you bring in for the last one you did. It's enough, any one you bring it for, that's enough. As long as you bring one pair of birds like, that's Matthew, it's Mitar, you let it cut him now. And where the other ones were chayva, you still have a chiv to bring another four. But you don't badafka have to say the one you bring in now is for the last one you did. Tesla Machlaikis, when you had five ladies vadois, and now you bring in one kan, do you have to say for sure it's being brought for the last lady? Or no, you don't have to say that. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rav Papa, Ey Malach Mishmei Derova, Hani Tanoi B'mai Pligi, what's the Machlaikis Tanoim over here? So Rav Yochanan ben Uri, Mad Milo Nechatois. Rav Yochanan ben Uri is Madmit, we first have the chiyuv to bring five different kabonis. Demand the mechayev echatois. Somebody has a chiyuv to bring five chatois. Add the maisti kulu v'soif mechapalai. He has to bring all five, and at the end he has his kapara. So before he brings for the last one, he has no kapara. Therefore, Yochanan ben Uri says here also, you have to say you're bringing it for the last one. Yizachin amiloshino. For Rabbi Kiva madmin al tefila. Rabbi Kiva's madmin. Somebody has a chiyuv to go to the mikvah five times. So maisti, all you have to do is just go to the mikvah once, and you metai yourself.
So it is, the man the mechayev hetzur from the zechir to go to the mikvah 5 times. Keep on the top of chod zimna. If he goes to the mikvah 1 time, is he told that's matayrim? You never have to, any time to go to the mikvah, that's matayrim you. So achinayim loishna. Even though you have a chiyuv to bring 5 katois, but with one of them, you're mechapa. Oh, Malayra, Papa says, Isagadah, if you want to tell me a thing, the Rebbe Yochanan ben Uri, lechatis man, lo zemut to lechatis, amai shol sofik, to yom alachas miyem vetipote. And it's zemut to a sof, to lechatis, that even when it's only a chiyuv to bring the 5 katois min a sofik, how could you say just bring more than your potter? Ilu man de mechayiv, or chomish hashomis tluyin. Some is mechayiv to bring 5 sofik hashomis. Ki mais tichad mi miftar. If you bring 1 korban, does that pater to the other ones? For a time you will learn zeh klal. Kol she chalukim b'chatois, chalukim b'yashomis. Anytime you have chiyuv to bring a separate chatis, you have to bring a second oshom. So pshat is when you have the chiyuv to bring kabonis, avad the kabonis, you can't free yourself. You have a chiyuv to bring all 5, even though it's a sofik hashomis. You can't free yourself by bringing 1. So you can't tell me now that 1 old is daimut a chatis. The Zayma to Korbin, that even after you bring one, even if you say the one you bring is the last one, that will not free you from the rest. You still have to bring all 4 before Yavi Kapara. Samura says true. Alright, turn over, between one on the other side.